Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Awed by your power and might. A meditation for the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Jesus took Peter, John, and James, and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, I come before you in prayer. Inspire me with awe and reverence, so I may worship you as you deserve. Encountering Christ. 1. A glorious and eternal kingship. From today's first reading from the book of Daniel, we get a glimpse of his vision of God on his glorious throne, and the Son of Man who came and on whom was conferred an eternal kingship. It alludes to Christ's mediating and recapitulating role in the history of salvation. One day, all things will be put in order. He will reign supreme. His kingship began with his incarnation, where he ruled in poverty and humility. From the throne of his cross, he established himself as mediator, the one who restores all creation in its rightful relationship with God. Now we await his glorious coming, when his victory over sin and death will be fully applied to a new creation of heaven and earth. 2. A glimpse of his glory. In the second reading from 2 Peter, Peter insisted on the truth of his testimony and referred to an epiphanous event on the holy mountain. Luke told the story of Jesus' transfiguration, which is a glimpse of Jesus' unveiled glory. From the mountain, a place associated with holiness and revelation throughout Scripture, Jesus prophesied that some will see the kingdom of God before they die. Little did they understand that Jesus is the kingdom in his person. His humanity robes the splendor of his divinity. But Peter, John, and James were privileged to receive a foretaste of his glory. 3. Revelation to reverence. Jesus was seen conversing with Moses and Elijah in this wondrous vision of his glory. Moses was the chosen mediator to lead God's people from slavery to freedom. Now, the Father solemnly proclaimed that Jesus was the chosen one. Jesus is the new and unique mediator who leads us out of the slavery of sin. Elijah was chosen as a great prophet to defend the one true God. Jesus, the Word made flesh, is true God, yet true man, a Son of Man and Son of God. The disciples were dumbstruck before the vision and the proclamation of the Father. The only appropriate response before this mystery is reverence. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, may you be revered in all that I am and do. You are the Holy One of God, the Messiah, Son of the living God, and the only begotten Son of the Father. Grant me the eyes of faith to see your glorious presence in my daily life. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will be attentive to your consoling presence and make an act of reverence, aware that you are the giver of all gifts, especially the greatest gift, salvation.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.